What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
But right now, it is time for us to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This one's from Felix in Mobile. Felix writes, I met my wife for dinner, and afterwards, she said she was stopping by her sister's house. She came home 3 hours later, and she hadn't answered my calls, nor did her sister. She's never lied to me. And is it crazy to believe she was visiting her sister? Is that crazy?
Bro, what you tripping for?
What made him suspicious?
She ain't answer the phone. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure by the time we get this letter, you have asked her why you ain't answer your phone. Mm-hmm. Now, whatever she told you could have possibly been the truth. She's going by her sister's house. Now, her sister didn't answer the phone. You know how we do. If I tell you I'm going over my boy Harold's house, I call Harold and I tell Harold, look, I done told my girl I'm going over your house. If she called, dog, don't even answer. You already know we done that. Now you thinking she done that. And the only reason you thinking she done that is because you would have done that.
Thank God.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. See,
all right. So, just relax.
Okay. All right.
Just
moving on to Shamika in Lexington. Shamika writes, I ride to work with a married neighbor, and we fool around in the car before he drops me off some mornings. He has an electric car now.
Wait a minute. The neighbor?
Uh-huh. She rides to work with her married neighbor. Mm-hmm. This is from Shamika. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she says they fool around in the car before he drops her off some mornings. He has an electric car now, and it has a camera in it, so he's afraid to get freaky in it. So Shamika's question is, CLO, is it unladylike if I offer to get us a hotel room?
Wait a minute. What is you talking about? Is it unladylike to get hotel room? You wasn't worried about if it was ladylike to get ran over in that car.
Right, yellow, right.
You've been getting drove all up in the car, all up in the dashboard. You've been all over the headboard, been bent by the stick shift. And now you want to worry about, is it unladylike to get a hotel room? Lady, you way past that thought. Go on, do what you want to do. I'm the unlady girl. Bye. I can't stand ignorant ass questions.
I know.
Girl, what the hell? Right. What is it unladylike to get a hotel room?
Moving on to Avis in Brooklyn. Avis writes, my 24-year-old son lives with me and he pays half of the bills. I have a new boyfriend and my son said we need to have some house rules and he wants to put limits on how often my man can stay over. My man said I should put my son out, but he's not willing to help me financially if I do put him out. What should I do?
Well, hold up. Mm-hmm. See, all the men in her life come with stipulations. The boy who's staying her that made house rules for her. The man who is staying with her that made a house rule for her. If I got to go, I can't pay no more. If I can't get what I want, you ain't gonna be able to get what you want.
Uh-oh. That's a problem.
Now, ladies, let me say this right here. Quit giving up your power. First of all, you his mama.
That's A.
Let's
just start there. And it's your house.
Right.
Number two, that's your relationship with your man. And he can't get it how he wanted, and you don't get it how you want it.
That's right.
So, ladies, just stop giving up your power. Take your power back. You have control of this whole situation, especially with that man. Now, that boy, you can control because he can get his old ass out. You're 24 living at your mama house. You need to be very quiet. Very quiet. You don't call no shots.
You ain't running nothing.
Be quiet.
You lucky you, and you lucky they got cell phones back, because when I was 24, I'm telling you right now, I didn't live with my mom and daddy, but I'd been over there and couldn't use the phone. I'd have visited my mom and daddy and had to stay off the phone because she was expecting Earlene to call. I've done that
Earlene.
Before.
Earlene,
yeah.
All right, last one, CLO. This is from Diane in Indianapolis. And Diane says, my husband hates when I wear leggings if I'm going out of the house, but he wears tight jeans and tight shirts all the time. His stomach and his thighs are too big for the clothes, but I don't ever say a word. Should I bust his bubble and tell him?
That ain't got nothing to do with them fine-ass leggings. Stop that.
Yeah, you should. I don't know why he having trouble with your leggings. And fellas, listen to me. Cut these little ties. I thought skinny jeans was out now. That's what I thought.
They are.
Now,
these are leggings.
Skinny, and what have we always... I'm talking about that for men, the man.
Okay.
So now, let's just understand. The rule number one for skinny jeans is you have to be skinny.
That's the key
word. You cannot do... is put on a pair of skinny jeans, and when you button them, you look like a waffle cone. You know that little ice cream cone that with the point on it? And then the ice cream hang over the top?
Right.
That's what it looked like when your fat ass snapped them pants. And your gut is hanging over them jeans. So that's for starters right there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And fellas, get a grip on you. And stuff is age appropriate now. There's things that's age appropriate. There's stuff you can't do. Like, you know, I notice old guys starting to braid their hair. You pass that.
Starting to braid
if you 50,
hair.
If you 50 and you have not had dreads or braids before, if you ain't let growed into them at 50, you don't do this. I don't know what made Scottie Pippen plait his hair, but Scottie Pippen plaited his hair. I'm just as damn confused.
Hey, man.
What is you got you plaiting your hair for?
If you got it, though, flaunt it.
You played with Jordan. What is you plaiting your hair for?
What that got to do with who are you with?
That's out of our generation.
Huh?
If you played with Magic, Jordan, or Bird, your ass should not be plaiting your damn hair. If you was on the floor with Tracy McGrady, why is you plaiting your hair? If you've ever had your shot blocked by Shaq or Charles Barkley, why is you plaiting your damn hair?
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.